My
is.
man. Okay, so we'll keep the beautiful holiday week of Patreon content going, and Luke, our special guest, will stick around for the quiz. Now, should Luke, should we work independent of each other, or should we work as a team?
I feel like we'll have a better chance as a team,
I
but
think a team. I really got burned last time, so why don't we work as a team?
I love it.
God, these fucking dogs, man. They're really out of control.
Did they write the
Okay,
quiz?
well, no, they're just yelling at me. Oh my God, she did one. She did cards. Oh, this is a long one. Oh,
Oh
it's
man, yeah.
53. It's name that state. It's 53.
Let's not do that one. Oh, look
Okay.
at him. Yeah, let's just do a quiz. Look at my man. Oh,
He's vibing.
get to see him pretty much 1 week from today. I'll be there. I'll
Right
be
now?
back. Yeah, I'll
I
be
gotta
home.
get my dogs. Hold on one
Okay.
sec.
Yeah, I cannot fucking wait.
Yeah, I bet it's been a long time.
Just the longest.
You're in Sydney now?
Yeah, and yeah, in a strange little area, and yeah, but it's fine,
How
you know
far
how
are
it
you
is.
from where we stayed?
You're like my mother. My mother does this all the time. My mother asks me proximity questions all the time, and I'm like, "What, are you out of your mind? Like, do
That's
you
my
really
only
think I
reference
have
point.
any clue where I am?" Like,
Because
that's what my mother,
that's
"And
fair.
are you near where?" And I'm like, "I don't know. I don't know. And I don't know. How far away is that from Perth? Are you close to where?" I'm like, "I don't know. I don't know. I don't know."
We just took out a map.
I do
Just look at your
sometimes.
phone.
I do
Look at
sometimes,
your
but I
phone.
don't care enough.
Are you going to go back to the aquarium?
I am going to go to the thing. Yeah, I'm actually going to go with Tom Carty on
Ooh.
with Thursday, I think, here. Yeah.
Dave, when we I went a couple years ago with Gareth when he was touring in Australia, and we went to
Right when
this
COVID was starting.
right before you were kept being like, there's this thing called COVID. And I was like, that sounds crazy. I'm gonna just breathe into people's mouths. And as I was getting off the plane, an old Asian gentleman coughed, and this
Focus.
Australian guy grabbed his wife and yanked her and goes, "He's got that," which was not the chillest reaction. I was like, oh, what is this about? Maybe there is something. But while we were in this tunnel, this amazing tunnel in the aquarium, where the
Glass.
fish,
Yeah.
it's like a glass thing where you're walking through and fish are swimming. And Gareth and I go, "Oh my God, look, look," to our guide. "Look, that shark is giving birth." And the guy looks up and he goes, "Nigh, that's a male with a prolapsed anus."
It was quite a letdown. We went from the miracle of life to why does life exist in like 2 seconds.
Wow.
Ryan Keith. He's awesome. All right, let's do a
I
quiz. Let's
mean,
party.
sharks eat your fiber.
Yeah.
This is inventions. That's what this one is.
Okay. This is a
Inventions.
good one for Luke. He's a bit like an inventor.
Eugene Anderson, inventor of the chemical reactor block, also invented a machine that could pluck cotton bolls from a field better than any before. During one demonstration of his product, what went wrong? A. A cow got tangled in the machine and had to be shot. B. The machine caught fire, destroying several bushels of cotton. C. Gasoline started gushing out, soaking the cotton. D. The machine began flinging wet hunks of cotton at the farmer that Anderson was pitching to.
See, sometimes I have a gut, and my gut is D on this one, but I don't know. What, any idea, Luke?
I mean,
I don't even remember this at
I
all.
don't remember
I
this
wrote
at
it.
all. The cow is too spectacular. The
That feels
cow
like it.
feels so great that I'd
Yeah.
remember it.
Right. The burning also feels like the catching
Burning also
fire
seems
feels a little bit.
possible.
But it feels a little bit too like
Well,
the movie
this has
version.
got to be pre. I guess what this could be post cotton gin, obviously. So maybe it could. I don't know. I would say yes, fire or flinging it.
I
You
think
pick.
flinging it.
flinging it. Okay.
I don't know how much they were refining gasoline at that point.
We'll say D. That's what I was thinking. D.
Cow.
God damn it.
Whoa.
This happens too. This happens too. What the fuck? A cow? I mean, imagine being like, ladies and gentlemen, the future. All right. Let us kill the cow and then we'll get back to this. So we're going to take an equity 5.
What, did they not know the cow was there? Did it sneak up?
I don't understand it. We'll have to go back and listen to that.
I don't understand it. All right. 0-1.
In 1908, Alfred Lawson founded a magazine called Fly. Within a year, it had a circulation of 6,000, and Alfred sold the magazine. What did he do next? A, opened a furniture store. B, founded a magazine called Aircraft. C, tried to buy the magazine back. D, developed a new type of cat litter.
Those are wild options. Well, the obvious one would say that he made a magazine called Fly, but...
Do you remember who he was? It's
called Fly.
No.
That would clue it in.
What's his name?
Alfred Lawson.
No.
His name.
What are the options again?
Open a furniture store, founded a magazine called Aircraft, tried to buy the magazine back, developed a new type of cat litter.
I mean, fuck if I know.
I like the idea that he immediately tried to buy it back.
I like that, but I feel like the fact that Dave's like, you'd remember.
Yeah.
I feel like it's furniture store, because I feel like it's alluding to what he did next, which was a new chapter. That's what I would think, but you're more than, what do you think, Luke?
I like furniture store.
Well, no, what would you want to go with?
I mean, I wish it was that he tried to buy it, that he didn't like the direction they took Fly magazine and he immediately tried to buy it back.
That could be it, though. That could very easily lead to a new chapter, you know. Let's say that. We like that?
I do feel like it seems like if he just immediately launched Aircraft magazine, he's competing with his old magazine.
Which makes sense, but it just doesn't seem very big.
No, it feels like he would move on to something new.
Let's say Luke's. What letter were you?
You're saying tried to buy the magazine back?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's see. And the answer is B. Founded a magazine called Aircraft.
Damn it. Straightforward one. I mean, the cow is getting killed and now he's buying a magazine. It's really, it's peaks and valleys. All right, 0-2.
He's the anti-gravity guy.
Doesn't help me.
I think he is. I might be wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay, the Lawson Airplane Company built the first plane successfully built for commercial passenger travel. What did the 16 passengers sit on?
Wait, I do not remember this.
You don't? I remember this. I remember this specifically.
Maybe upholstered
wicker chairs, B, the floor, C, bean bags, D, overturned 5-gallon buckets.
Also dangerous.
The buckets?
All of it is. I've got my thought, Luke.
I don't think it's bean bags. Process of elimination. The floor is possible, but it also feels wild when they're re-landing.
And he's trying to market. I feel like the floor is not...
I think it's an upholstered wicker chair.
That's what I think it is.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
You are correct.
There we go. See, this is how we do it. 1-2.
Customer service.
Yes. 1-2.
That I remember. That one I remember.
That one jumped out to me as what I remember. I don't know why, like I said. It's like, almost like I'm psychic.
Oh, Christ. The son of a famous inventor.
Mind. Yeah.
That's... The son of a famous inventor capitalized on the family name to push his own invention, the Magno Electric Vitalizer. advertised as curing paralysis, rheumatism, and other incurable complaints, which son had to be paid off by his dad to stop using his own name? A. Thomas Edison Jr. B. Albert Einstein Jr. C. Alexander Graham Bell Jr. D. Benjamin Franklin Jr.
I think it's Edison.
I do too. Let's go with it.
He was kind of a scumbag.
Yes.
You are correct.
2-2. Yeah.
There's an amazing, the Edison Gardens are down by near where my dad and stepmother live in Florida. And there's this altogether too sensual statue of Thomas Edison lying on his side with his like knee up and his hand draped on his knee, like he's Burt Reynolds on the bearskin rug right in the middle of the gardens. It's very, very weird.
Hmm. I wish I didn't know that.
Yeah. I don't know if that you helped anything.
I'm upset
just
now.
Just a fun fact.
All right, dude.
Showing off the loins that he's ashamed of.
All right.
Okay. After losing two of his relatives to drowning, Roger Babson bought a company called Invention Incorporated for the purpose of having investigators comb all patent proposals for a way to defeat his lifelong nemesis, which was A, water, B, gravity, C, improperly trained lifeguards, D, beaches.
Ooh. I was waiting for a specific thing to pop up and it didn't.
What were you waiting for?
I don't want to say because maybe it'll come back in the later one. No fucking clue.
What was his name?
Babson, Roger Babson.
So this wasn't the same as the Lawson anti-gravity guy.
No. So gravity we can nix. Beaches. Babson beaches.
Seems like water. I mean, if his family members keep drowning, you know.
Yeah, right. He's trying. Yeah, I like that. That's all right, we'll go with water. Enemy. Yeah.
Lawson was not the gravity guy.
We're going with water, dude. Quit trying to fucking fuck us over.
You're going with water.
Yeah.
It's gravity.
God damn, Dave, you son of a bitch. I tried. You fucked us.
I came in at the last
second. We know whose side you're on.
Greatest.
You side with gravity.
Yeah.
It's a silent.
Alexander Graham Bell was called in after President James Garfield was shot. They hoped he could assist in the bullet removal with his new invention, the A, forceps, B, X-ray machine, C, metal detector, D, concave mirror.
Boy, it is shocking how little I'm remembering of this.
It's like you're at school.
I feel like it was maybe a metal detector.
I'm good with that.
You know, he's an electricity guy.
I mean, he did tons, though. These guys do so much shit. So yeah, it's like they. Factory. Yeah. Forceps, I feel like, no, too straightforward.
They've been around.
Yeah.
It's either X-ray. It feels like either X-ray or metal detector.
Okay. All right. Well, let's just go with metal detector. Maybe it was dog shit. Let's go. Okay, go ahead.
It's actually dog shit.
What?
Okay, go ahead.
It is metal detector.
Nice. 3-3. Good work. I was going to go with concave mirror because it just sounds ridiculously unhelpful.
Like he burnt it out of his chest with the power.
Or just like you'd be like, cool. Yeah, we still can't see it. So get out of here. Okay. 3-3.
I have very clogged pores.
Oh.
Hmm?
In 1963. What?
Just
thinking of those hotel mirrors. Shh, you know the concave mirrors in a hotel room?
Luke. Come on.
In 1963, a Florida coroner named Robert Hagen implored the medical community to recognize choking as a serious problem. One invention, the throat evac, was supposed to be inserted into the victim's mouth, creating an airtight seal, then suck up whatever was obstructing the airway. Hagen himself invented the choke saver, which was A, Similar to a food processor, it diced up anything you were going to eat. B, a tube to test whether food had been cut small enough to avoid choking. C, an elastic collar for formal shirts so men's airways weren't restricted. D, a 9-inch long pair of plastic tweezers.
Well, I don't feel like it would be the dicer thing because it's like people want to eat food.
It feels like it's not reasonable to feed everything you're about to eat through a small rubber tube.
Yeah, that seems insane. So it's either forceps or it's the collar. Or not forceps, tweezers or the collar.
Mm-hmm. I don't think the collar is where they're getting hung up because they can just pop that button open. I feel like it's tweezers.
I feel like it is like removal too. So let's go with tweezers.
Correct.
4-3, baby. Fuck yes.
Swallow that, baby.
Yeah, suck on the, put that down your windpipe, Dave.
Ugh. At age 17, David Hahn had made a neutron gun and just needed to score 30 pounds of enriched uranium in order to build what?
No.
A, perpetual motion machine. B, breeder nuclear reactor. C, flux capacitor. D, solar panels.
It's B, but I think he also was trying to do something with perpetual motion, but it's B, nuclear reactor.
Correct.
All right.
Flux capacitor was
5-3.
That was a gimme.
Luke has an acid reflux capacitor. It's his body.
This well-known
also
inventor.
A breeding reactor.
Christ.
Interested?
No.
No.
No. No. Some comments I see sometimes, there are some people interested. I don't know how.
Get at me for the breeding reactor, folks.
Christ. I think I'm going to... Go ahead. I feel like I ate Lay's French onion dip.
This well-known inventor came from a long line of inventors. His mother invented a number of appliances, including a mechanical egg beater. Which inventor was it? A, Thomas Edison. B, Samuel Morse. C, Eli Whitney. D, Nikola Tesla. Who invented the car? Tesla, the Tesla car.
God, imagine how fast he would try to shake his name from Musk's hands. Okay, I have a thought, Luke.
My thought is that Eli Whitney made the cotton gin, which is basically a giant spinning set of gears and teeth and stuff, which is sort of how an egg beater works, the mechanical egg beater.
Interesting. You know,
so it feels like that era of inventing gears and cogs and things.
Good reasoning. Good reasoning. Okay, yeah. Let's go. I was going to say Edison. Let's go with it. Let's go with Eli Whitney.
Nikola Tesla.
Damn it. Hurts. Stings. Yeah, stings. What is that now? That's 4-4? 5-4. Okay.
Five wrong.
Five right.
Right.
Carl Akeley invented numerous items, including shotcrete or gunite. And in 1915, he invented something that was used by Hollywood and by the U.S. Army during World War I. A, the portable video camera. B, camouflage makeup. C, the drone. D, squibs.
Oh, it's got to be squibs, right?
What year was it?
I don't know, 1915.
1915?
There's no way it's drones.
No.
Video, no. It could be video. That's the only one that jumps out to me in some weird way, but there's no way.
So I think it's too early for video. The curveball is camouflage paint because I know World War I, they started doing that thing with the battleship.
But with Hollywood, too.
Yeah, squibs kind of makes the most sense.
Squibs makes the most sense. Might be wrong, but I think we should go with squibs.
What are the two things he invented before that? Shotcrete?
Shotcrete, and gun stuff?
Or gunite. It's the same thing. Shotcrete or gunite.
doesn't really help with the ones we're thinking. So I think let's say squibs. Might be the red herring, but let's say squibs.
No. It is the portable video camera.
Oh, man.
So that's on me. Talked you out of that.
Well, that was the one that, for whatever reason, had minor familiarity. Okay. Okay. Five and five. This happens.
Basically, it's square one.
Yep.
You've done 10.
We just got to go on a run. We got to get three. We got to get three out of the next five, Luke.
How did the Ouija board investors... How did the Ouija board inventors convince the patent office that their board worked? A, they had a certificate from their neighbor, Sybil, who was a witch. B, the board correctly spelled out the chief patent officer's name. C, they showed him a photograph of the board with several glowing orbs over it. D, they had an accomplice flicker the lights as at meaningful times.
God, it feels like C or D to me. It feels like the witch neighbor is amazing. Could be that. I but mean, it definitely, in the times of this spiritualism shit was so, you know, lights, flicker, lights, orbs. Yeah, flickering. I feel like flickering lights. You want to go with that?
The only thing I can think of is if the patent office wants to know that it works like it's supposed to, if it correctly spells his name while someone is moving it and is like, I'm not moving it, are you moving it? Then it might be like, oh, okay, interesting.
That's pretty good. I mean, yeah, that makes sense.
If they're trying to prove that it works.
You know what? I think we should go with that. I think that I can imagine that being so easy to manipulate too, and that is the purpose. Yes, that one.
Look at the lights?
No. Spelled his name out.
Oh. Spelled out the chief patent officer's name.
Yeah.
You are correct.
Nice. Good work, Luke.
All signs point to yes.
Hey.
Sliding it up there.
All right. 8 and 7. Or no, whatever.
Garrett.
6 and 5.
Garrett Morgan invented a safety helmet for firemen that would allow them to breathe freely for a period of time in a house filled with smoke. To market the product, he hired actors to pose as the inventor. Why? A, he was too shy to successfully market it. B, he couldn't travel out of state. He couldn't travel to out-of-state trade shows because his wife was ill. C, he knew Southern firefighters would never knowingly use a product developed by a black man. D, he believed it would limit his liability if the product failed to work as expected.
Feels like it's got to be C.
Yeah, that's the one that's...
Look at Jose. Oh, buddy. Is that what you think, C?
That's what I was leaning
towards. Let's go at C.
Yes.
Nice.
Just so
nice, nice, nice. Bro, we are in a good position.
A zookeeper Cy DeVry's invention allowed keepers to safely interact with zoo animals. He invented A, a steel-lined glove for handling large birds. B, a wetsuit with built-in snorkel to allow interaction with otters. C, a shock collar for bears. D, a new door system so keepers weren't alone with the animal.
I think it's D.
Yeah, that sounds right.
That's my gut is D.
The first two are like, don't.
Yeah?
That was great.
Great. Well, we're done. We won. Now it's just fun. Now we have fun. Two now, left. Just yeah,
last
fun.
One.
Just oh, this is
one
it?
Left.
Oh, man. This is fucking great. I think the math might have been off, but who gives a fuck? We won.
Yeah, well, it does seem... Maybe we were wrong. Okay.
Whatever. We won, dude. It would be a cop. Sorry. Sorry. Sorry, dude.
In the episode about the New York policeman's riot, we learned that John Marks invented a self-lighting cigar in 1834. What was his invention? What was his invention called? A, the Sigmatic. B, the Sparkler. C, the Decadisco. D, the Loco Foco.
Locofoco jumps out to me. Yeah, I don't know why.
It's Locofoco.
It is?
Yeah. Yeah, because we've talked about the Locofoco a couple times. Yeah.
Well, Lukey boy, that's how we do it. That's how we do it, my man.
Light up some Locofocos.
Ah, wow. God, so good. Feels good to win again, Dave. You must be proud of your boys.
No. We're back, baby.
I'm not absolutely not proud of Luke. I don't ever say that.
I guess.
Please couldn't kill
me. So now we definitely have an order that these have to be put out in. Oh, Jesus. Look at he just sniffed it again. All right. Well, thanks, Luke. Thanks, Jose. Thanks, Dave. Thanks, everybody. And have a happy Thanksgiving. Dave. Remember, this is completely founded on total propaganda and nonsense. But how great is it when you drink some mashed potatoes and shot glass gravy?
Snapple gravy tea.
Finally.